Thank you, Mark, and it's great to be back with you. I recently saw a wonderful interview with a man called Richard Griffin on a clip from Sky News. It was just about the time of the Jubilee a couple of weeks ago. Now, Dick Griffin is retired, but he used to be one of the Queen's Royal Protection Officers, in other words, bodyguards. And there was one time when he was up with her near the Balmoral Estate in Scotland. And there were a couple of American hikers who got into conversation with the Queen and her bodyguard at a picnic spot. But they didn't realise who they were talking to. After a bit of a conversation, they asked the Queen, just thinking that she was a member of the public, "So where do you live?" She replied, "I live in London, but I have a holiday home just the other side of the hills." Well, the tourist asked, since she'd been coming there for so many years, whether she'd ever met the Queen. And as quick as a flash, the Queen replied, "I've never met her, but Dick here meets her regularly." The tourist then asked the bodyguard, "What's she like?" Well, pulling the Queen's leg, he replied, "Oh, she can be very cantankerous at times, but she has a lovely sense of humour." Well, the next thing they knew, the American tourist had his arm around the bodyguard, around his shoulders, and had asked the old lady to take a photo. Little did he realise that the old lady who he'd asked to take the photo was none other than Her Majesty the Queen herself. Well, it's a great story of mistaken identity, but I think it illustrates how we can get it so wrong when it comes to Jesus Christ. I think for a lot of people, Jesus Christ is a swear word or just a religious figure of history, someone that we tend to leave out to one side. We don't spot that he's royalty. If only we had eyes to see, we could have a relationship with him. Well, John's Gospel says, "These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God." Those are two terms speaking of God's appointed majestic King. "These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Why not have a look at one of the Gospels sometime to make up your own mind about who you think Jesus is, so that you don't make a case of mistaken identity. Have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.